שלום, אנחנו נקרא בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד...
We will be reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, from the Freedom article, under the headline, Taking After the Collective. Writings of בעל הסולם, the Freedom.
We're continuing what we learned before, and this is why... Well, let's go.
So, again, we're reading from The Freedom by Baal HaSulam under the headline, Taking After the Collective.
It's truly a wonder why do we have such a law, Taking After the Collective. In spirituality, we know that the individual is the upper one, the successful one. Seemingly, we should be drawn after him, after those unique individuals with that special soul. If there are such special people, it is clear to us that from the entire Kli of Adam HaRishon, which comprises many individual souls, we want to follow those souls that are truly unique, that they feel the direction, the correction, and how to reach it, dvekut, adhesion. They have a certain special inclination. They have help from above, and we have had such in history. The great ones, the great Kabbalists from Adam HaRishon, who was the first Kabbalist, and following him more and more, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc., all the way to our times, Baal HaSulam, Rabash. So how come we suddenly have a law that says taking after the collective? What is in the collective? In the many. We see that they have neither mind nor emotion nor the right direction nor the ability to scrutinize. Well, let's see.
Headline, Taking After the Collective. Our scriptures say, Taking After the Collective. This means that wherever there is a dispute between the collective and the individual, we are obliged to rule according to the will of the collective. Thus you see that the collective has a right to expropriate the freedom of the individual. But we are faced with a different question here, even more serious than the first. It seems as though this law regresses humanity instead of promoting it. This is because while most of humanity is undeveloped, and the developed ones are always a small minority, if you always determine according to the will of the majority, which are the undeveloped and the reckless, the views and desires of the wise and developed in society, which are always the minority, will never be heard and be taken into consideration. Thus, you seal off humanity's fate to regression, for it will not be able to advance even a single step forward. However, as explained in the article, the peace section, necessity to practice caution with the laws of nature, since we're ordered by providence to lead a social life, we have become obligated to observe all the laws pertaining to the sustenance of society. And if we are somewhat negligent, nature will take its revenge in us. Regardless of whether or not we understand the reasons for the laws. And we can see that there is no other arrangement by which to live in society except following the law of taking after the collective, which sets every dispute and tribulation in society in order. Thus, this law is the only instrument that gives society sustainability. For this reason, it is considered one of the natural mitzvot of providence, and we must accept it and guard it meticulously, regardless of our understanding. This is similar to the rest of the mitzvot in the Torah. All of them are nature's laws and His providence, which come to us from above downward. I've already described how the whole of reality seen in the nature of this world is only because they are extended and taken from laws and conducts of upper spiritual worlds. Now you can understand that the mitzvot in the Torah are but laws and conducts set in higher worlds, which are the roots of all of nature's conducts in this world of ours. Hence, the laws of the Torah always match the laws of nature in this world as two drops of water. Thus, we have proven that the law, taken after the collective, is the law of providence in nature.
Any questions? That is, the general law is to bring the whole of reality to identify with the Creator. Hence, we have no choice. We have to take into consideration that direction, this process, that specifically the whole of reality, the entire world, the whole of humanity, well, not so much with the still vegetative and animate, however, the speaking species in this world, people, that is, all 8 billion, let's say, they all have to reach identification, adhesion with the Creator. And sooner or later, it doesn't matter, reincarnations, life and death, rather we're talking about the souls. They have to reach that. And therefore, there are unique individuals and there are exceptions and all kinds of such, then we don't quite know what is happening with them. But the general process is aimed towards that. And therefore, if we take the collective into our calculation, we will not be mistaken. Maybe for the time being, it won't be precise. We're talking about a big mass and how to bring it over through thousands of years to corrections, and the corrections for them are also not the same as in those who lead them. But nevertheless, taking after the collective, if we're talking about the correction of creation, we have to say that the whole of humanity revolves through it, certainly not in all of its degrees, but it is all in a tendency towards the revelation of the Creator and adhesion for everyone. Okay, clear? Yes.
I didn't understand to shift what.
To take after the collective means that nevertheless I have to take into account the inclination towards correction. Well, maybe not inclination, but that the upper providence intends to bring the whole of creation in general, but still vegetative and animate are not taken into consideration here, because they are drawn anyway, but all of the human speaking species must reach a state where it discovers the upper force, and it discovers it out of the act of adhesion, dvekut. That is, it cannot be that there is someone, a person in this world who is somewhere out there, I don't know, in Australia or from in Africa or North America, South America, those nations that seemingly may seem to be far away from our civilization, which is not even something that is considered to be a relevant measurement, but nevertheless, they will all have to reach Dvekut, because to begin with, they were all in that. So each one would have to invest some small effort, well, not small, but according to his soul, and attain the Creator in his Kelim. And that way, by all of us connecting together, we will attain the entire upper force. This is clear, right? Good. Well, let's continue.
כותרת דרך תורה ודרך ייסורים. ואם כל
headline, a path of Torah and a path of suffering. Yet our question about the regression which had emerged from this law is still not settled by these words. Indeed, this is our concern, to find ways to mend this. But providence for itself does not lose because of this, for it has enveloped humankind in two ways, the path of Torah and the path of suffering, in a way that guarantees humanity's continuous development and progress toward the goal without any reservations. Indeed, obeying this law is a natural, necessary commitment.
This means that we don't see it, we don't understand it, but all of the processes that all of the nations go through in the different continents, large parts of humanity and the whole of humanity, they are all necessary. We don't understand how, but it all revolves from above, and this is how all of us are in a process that this is how the Creator wishes to be revealed, this is how He must be revealed in the complete Kli. Any questions? None. That's clear? Yes. We need to look at what is happening in the world as the Creator's actions, that in such a way He sees that it's the best way for Him to push humanity forward to the recognition of evil, the recognition of good, to corrections. Sometimes it happens by Him lowering these, elevating those, etc. That's not really our calculation. We don't understand it. And even if we could understand it, it wouldn't give us so much. Well, soon we will start to attain why this is how it was done with different countries, different nations, but all in all, in spite of all of these processes that occur before us, before our eyes, we just have to see that it is a process that comes from above. There is none else besides Him. It does not depend on some messenger or some ruler. It all comes from the upper providence. And besides that, it can be only through our work. As much as we want these things to be revealed through connection, through unity of all of the nations, again back to that single framework. This is the path of Achishena, of hastening, the path of Torah.
The direction towards connection and the path of light and suffering, there are many states created here, so how do you decide what course of action is best with regards to the direction towards connection, correction?
Through connection.
Like now, the lesson, we started the morning lesson, some friends, some seats, places were empty, so we were asked to move forward, but if we would, then there would be no place for people to sit.
So again, I'm telling you, an inclination towards connection. That's it. I'm not getting into all of the details, whether you have a place to sit or not. Just realize what we're talking about, on what levels, that if all of us are drawn to connection, and we're all drawn according to the laws of connection, then there won't be such a thing where there is no room for someone. Just get into what the Torah demands a little bit, and you'll realize that your questions are completely not on the same level. Well, anyone else? So let's continue.
We are in the article, The Freedom, under the headline, The Collective's Right to Expropriate the Freedom of the Individual. We must ask further. Things are justified when matters revolve around issues between people. Then we can accept the law of taking after the collective through the obligation of providence, which instructs us to always look after the well-being and happiness of the members. But the Torah obliges us to follow the law of taking after the collective in disputes between man and the Creator as well. Although these matters seem completely unrelated to the existence of society. Therefore, the question still stands, how can we justify that law, which obligates us to accept the views of the majority, which is, as we have said, undeveloped, and reject and annul the views of the developed, who are always a small minority? As we've shown in the second tractate, the Torah and the mitzvot were given only to purify Israel, to develop in us the sense of recognition of evil imprinted in us at birth, which is generally defined as our self-love, and to come to the pure good defined as love of others, which is the one and only passage to the love of the Creator. Accordingly, the mitzvot between man and the Creator are considered tools that detach man from self-love, which is harmful for society.
All in all, the fact that we want to develop our attitude towards the Creator, it is also in order for us to have the possibility to connect with others. With the Creator, you have no one to connect with. There is no such thing, Creator. Rather, only what is revealed later on in the connection between us, the outcome, the inclusive one, out of the connection between us, that will be called Bore, Creator. Therefore, all of the mitzvot, the commandments, the laws of interconnection between man and man, are actually the laws of interconnection and coming closer between man and the Creator.
And the minimal
implementation that is close to us is the Ten. Yes?
Nimtza me'elav.
It turns out that the mitzvot between man and the Creator are considered tools that detach man from self-love, which is harmful for society. Now we can understand the conduct of discriminating between halakha and agadah. This is because only in halachot does the law, individual and collective, halacha as the collective apply. It not so in the agadah, since matters of agadah stand above matters that concern the existence of society, for they speak precisely of the matter of people's conducts in matters concerning man and the Creator. In that part, where the existence and physical happiness of society has no consequence. Thus, there's no justification for the collective to annul the view of the individual, and every man will do that which is right, which was right in his own eyes. But regarding halachot that deal with observing the mitzvot of the Torah, they all fall under the supervision of society, since there cannot be any order except through the law take after the collective.
Look.
We,
according to the commands of Kabbalists, connect into tens. Even though we are still in exile, in our will to receive, separating between us, however, we see that actually, after they came out of Egypt, after they received the method of correction, in order to actualize a method of correction, they have to divide into tens. This is what happened to us, and we saw it. This is what we read in all of the deeds of our ancestors. The Jethro came to Moses, and they start arranging the people of Israel. So what happens in the ten? We don't feel that there is something special in the ten. Even if I receive many such questions, that there is, seems to be some disappointment, some misunderstanding for sure. What is going on here? We're not able to hold on to this system. What is it for? Well, it's written, so we will do it, but really, what should be happening? So pay attention. The Creator needs to be revealed in the connection between us. That is, ten desires, not people, but desires. That if they want to discover the Creator, and if they want to discover Him out of them activating a nice attitude towards each other, in order to connect with each other, in order to be as one man in one heart, towards the spiritual goal, that in this one heart they realize that they are about to discover the Creator. There is tzimtzum, restriction between these two and the Creator, who is hidden between them. There is as if a masach separating.
No.
There is, well,
a
glass behind which you cannot see him, but he's there in the middle of the ten. To the extent that the friends connect in a way that they can activate Ochozel, returning light towards him, that is the degree of bestowal, the degree of chesed, mercy, according to that degree, that extent, the Creator is revealed towards them, and it all occurs between them, in the center of the ten. So, we only need to see how much we have here absolute laws, and they truly are here to help us fulfill that condition of equivalence of form. Therefore, the collective, the individual, in a ten, it doesn't quite happen, because there we are all as unique individuals. But our work is all in all to reach a common effort to create Ochozel. Then, as it is called, in your light we shall see light. Through our effort, we establish this Ochozel. It also comes from above, but nevertheless it is according to our effort. And then according to the Ochozel, we start to see that matte glass becomes transparent, and we see the Creator, how He is revealed in the connection between us in the ten. Well, I don't know what other example I can give, but this is what we have before us. He gives us Are you listening? He gives us an example with the Or Hozer in Rabash volume 3 somewhere. Yeah, you remember? Okay, read it. There's something there. I'm sure it's better than what I'm saying. Also, that the Creator is separated, he's not felt, and we, in the Or Hozer reflected light, we discover him. Something like that. So that they won't think that I'm just making it up. Well, okay.
Bentayim namshikh.
אז אנחנו בעמוד 425 כותרת
Let's continue in
לחיי החברה החוק אחרי רבים להטות.
Headline for social life the law after take after the collective. Now we've come to a clear understanding of the sentence concerning the freedom of the individual. Indeed, there is a question. Where did the collective take the right to expropriate the freedom of the individual and deny him of the most precious thing in life, freedom? Seemingly, there's no more than brute force here. But as we have clearly explained above, it is a natural law and the decree of providence. And because providence compels each of us to lead a social life, it naturally follows that each person is obligated to secure the existence and well-being of society. And this cannot happen but through imposing the conduct of taking after the collective, ignoring the opinion of the individual. Thus you evidently see that this is the origin of every right and justification, that the collective has to expropriate the freedom of the individual against his will, and to place him under its authority. Therefore, it is understood that with regard to all those matters that do not concern the existence of the material life of society, there is no justification for the collective to rob and abuse the freedom of the individual in any way. If they do so, they are deemed robbers and thieves who prefer brute force to any right or justice in the world, since here the obligation of the individual to obey the will of the collective does not apply.
Any questions? I see in this lack of questions, lack of understanding. And I'm sorry to see it. Yes.
It really is not so understood, this article.
So ask, and we will scrutinize it. Don't be shy. It's not the shy one who learns. Yeah.
First, it's not so clear to me how the laws of the Torah are like the laws of nature.
What do you mean? It's the same thing.
So explain.
Well, there's nothing to explain here. What do you mean by what are the laws of Torah?
Love of others.
Oh, love of others. Okay, so the whole of nature is just one mechanism, one system, one soul. Nothing was created besides that. And we here in this world see it only through our senses as the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. And we also don't see the speaking. We only see the animate. So we see three kinds: still, vegetative, and animate. The speaking is already a spiritual degree. So that is what we see. So we see it through our senses. But even though we see it through our senses, and even though we disqualify whatever is happening, and we don't understand in what way it exists, but it does exist according to the laws of nature called the laws of the Torah. It is the same thing. The Creator is nature. And the way he is revealed more and more, the upper light is revealed more and more, accordingly, nature feels itself as more and more for it or against it. This is what we see as development, seemingly evolution, whatever you want to call it. This is what is happening before our eyes, and also including ourselves. And whatever you say, and whichever way you try to spin things, to begin with, you are being manipulated, operated by all of these laws. You are inside of nature. It may seem to you as bad or good, and you want to do this, or you want to change that. It seems to you that you are doing it. But it's nature changing you. It is the Creator bringing you to each and every state, each and every form. And this is how it is with all of the dwellers of the world. Besides those who receive some special desire, and this is why they are called unique individuals. They have a desire to see who is the one who is manipulating us in this special way. What do I exist for, or something like that? But this deep question, the way that it comes, is it comes as a question of who is turning me, manipulating me.
But it's not the minority.
And it is the minority, those who come to this question.
So what does it mean to take after the collective if the minority are...
But this minority, when it awakens and it wants to check and it wants to discover the Creator, it has to aim itself so that that awakening that they received it in order to reach the Creator through the collective.
So specifically from the contrast.
I don't understand what contrast, what oppositeness. This individual received the ability to see the entire system in a closed manner, in an integral manner where everything is interdependent, and by that specifically, by being drawn to this unity, he comes closer to the individual where he himself is that system. It is all the Creator. We don't discover the Creator outside of creation. We have no possibility to do that. But only creation itself, when we are included in it, let's say the 10. If it's less than a 10, I cannot feel it.
To me, the collective means the 10?
Well, for the time being. Later on, into this collective, you will start to bring in all of the people of the world, the whole of reality.
Even though they're not really searching for the Creator as I am?
Yes, and even all the galaxies and stars, everything, the still, vegetative and animate, it will all enter into the 10. And there is no more.
But that's only after the correction.
After the correction. As Rabash says, that there is no reality besides the friends. He means everything. It's not that he distinguishes between everything and I just have my 10. Rather, it's my 10 in which I now bring everything in. I include everything.
So by no means he means the majority, the collective as the population, the general population that I need to go after.
No, not to take after that collective, but after the correction of the collective, after that. Now I understood what you meant, of course. What? Take after the collective, that now there is some party or some parade and I will... Nah. Never. However, the difference between the way it was before and the way it is during our times is that we can come closer to the collective, to the many, in order to bestow to them and somehow to be integrated, included together in the future, somehow. But also when we are included together, we are going according to the higher goal meant for them, coming from the heaven, not whatever they think that they should be their goal. Maybe that's where this paradox appears. Anyone else? We had somebody. Yes, Moti.
What stage the created being comes to this discernment that there's no reality but the friends?
It comes in all the different stages, because in each and every stage you have, well, seemingly you're violating this condition, and then you're discovering it again. You're breaking it again and discovering it again. It's oviut, coarseness, that keeps increasing, and you have to include it in your perception.
So the perception is that of holding on to it. That's the exertion until we see it in practice.
Yes, we see it in practice
without effort. Yeah, until we see it, there is effort and exertion to hold on.
Later on, it's not effort, it's reality. When you see the whole world, do you make an effort to see it? You're in that degree.
You said before that the majority, the collective, is basically the 10.
There is no more than the 10. 10 sefirot, and we have to reach a state where this is what it is, what there is.
Now, he writes here, therefore it's naturally understood that in the matters that don't relate to the material issues of society, there's no right for the collective to expropriate the freedom of the individual. So what the collective are dealing with is material matters, and we are in the 10 are supposed to engage in spiritual matters.
Yes, I don't see what you're saying. It's spiritual, not corporeal. So what are you asking about? We're not talking about the collective in the 10. Rather, if you go out to the many, to the collective, to humanity, and you start to receive from them all kinds of impressions, deficiencies, then you are already included with them. And also, when you are included with them, you want to lead them to their goal, which is also connection and adhesion with the Creator, but according to the way that they are capable of it. So the treatment is upon you, and according to their desire, according to their ability.
So what kind of material existence of social life is talking about that only the collective can engage with, and only that?
Corporeal here means unrelated to spirituality for the time being.
Okay, so if it is, then
You don't get into it.
Well, he says that the collective should only engage in that and not beyond.
Yes, but how do you get into the collective? In what form should you connect with them?
I mean, the 10, a spiritual path.
We're talking about the collective here, not the 10.
But we said the collective is the 10.
Who said? Who told you that?
You just said it.
Did I say so? What? I said that in relation to what? Wait a minute.
That's what I didn't understand.
Now, here we're talking about, well, the 10 is all in all the soul, which we want to revive, to establish, meaning 10 parts. You can't talk about it if it's not 10 parts. And those 10 parts, when they are interconnected, they achieve contact with the upper force. After they discover this contact, they begin to connect to the parts that are outside of the 10, that they also belong to the 10, but for the time being, it seems to us that they are on the outside. Broad audiences, nations, billions. When you are included with, when you disseminate to them the ability to advance without problems, let's say you can get hold of them with, in whatever way they understand it, the most important is that you are included with their deficiencies, with the lacks of the public, and then you elevate, raise their deficiencies as man through you to the upper force. And then you begin to receive forces by which you can pass them on and correct those many. while they are included in you. They are connected to you. They, by that, become a part of your ten. This is how it works. I don't know what mistake did I make, maybe with some few words, but the collective, that's not the ten. Why is the ten many? The ten is one. In spirituality, the ten is one. And you don't have, you can't have less than ten. Do we need to explain that? Okay. Yes.
To continue, he writes here in the last paragraph, he distinguishes between taking after the collective, so maybe what you talked about is integrating with the collective?
When we take after the collective, we're included with their deficiencies, and also not with everything that they want, but rather with their troubles, and we scrutinize these troubles. We need to learn how and which troubles, and we pass them through our filter. It's like a sieve, because what they want and what they suffer from, that's one thing. Actually, the entire suffering is because of disconnection from the Creator. So then, this disconnection, when we give it a new characteristic, it is considered that we raise it, we turn it into man. For them, it's not man. For them, it's money, honor, knowledge, all kinds of things. I want to take advantage of him. I want to punch him. All of those things, whatever the ego wants, we have to pass them through our in order to bestow, through our bina. Bina and Malchut, where Malchut comes to, from them, seemingly all of these dirty complaints, we pass them through our Malchut and Bina, and then we raise it up. This is called raising man. Man, we don't have man on our behalf. Man on our behalf is that we ask of the Creator to receive lights, the force of correction for them. And then we receive an addition of Chozel, and we build a Partsuf, a new Partsuf. This is already our Achap that is built on top of their deficiencies.
So in the end of the paragraph, he completes it and says that we have to allow the individual to evolve. So then that refers to raising man.
Yes, yes, by that we take care of them. When they start to feel that they are together with us, they joined, and there are many of them who have points in the heart, however, they haven't awakened yet, as they have awakened in us also only during our time. It comes in layers. The more we will clean the will to receive a little bit more through the light, then more sparks will be revealed that have fallen into the broken Kelim. Okay? Yes.
כל השבוע, חמישה ימים, למדנו מתוך הספר.
All week, 5 days, we learned from Chaim's book. And since then, when we study something else, it's hard for me to connect these things and also to forget everything we studied. I don't know where to put the efforts in.
Just flow. Flow along with everyone. Try to make a switch now. Now we are, you know, having fun, laughing, and you're crying. So you want to switch to laughing.
So to make efforts in forgetting,
integrate with the society, with the group. That's it. Whatever they're engaging in now, I also want to engage in that. It's an exercise. We're planning to truly continue with the book, but I felt according to the day, according to what I see on the screens, and here also, that maybe we will come to it, reach it, but for the time being we have to check our state, first of all, to establish ourselves, and then to approach the book. because the chapter that we are coming to is a very sharp chapter. Okay, no, you have a friend, Rachamim.
I keep
hearing you talking about the unique individuals, and I'm asking, who are the unique individuals? Not those who can work with the three lines?
I don't know about the three lines, don't ask me.
So who will I ask?
I don't know. You're saying, well, in depth, it is true. Sgula comes from Segol, from it's three lines, but I don't want to talk about these things. I want to talk about what is clear to us. Sgula, virtue or remedy, means those people that the Creator has awakened for the time being. You see, those people who are here, look at the screens, they are all unique individuals. Everyone. So, what next?
Okay, sorry, I want to ask something else.
Yes.
Everyone sitting here, does everyone sitting here belong to the Rosh?
Yes, not only here, but on the screens also. Everyone who connects with us here or will come here physically to connect with us in our work of connection, intense, according to the method of Rabash and Bala Sulam, they belong to the Rosh of the spiritual Pertsuf of the world now. Yes.
So I want to tell them that I'm like dust under their feet.
Okay, thanks. Yes?
Rav, there seems to be an opposite trend here. The happiness of society is the collective, and the progress of the individual spiritually is the individual.
The individual does not exist except for the sake of the collective.
Yes.
The advancement of the collectives is necessary so that as many individuals as possible will be revealed that would be able to lead the many, the collective. The individual doesn't exist in any way. The Creator awakens a few such souls so that following them, they will draw the collective to Him. In truth, the collective is what it's all about. The topic, the carrier, it's the many, the collective, those individuals, from Rabbi Shimon to Moses to us, it doesn't matter whom, they're just servants.
So Rav, what you explained now is the individuals that reveal the collective, they are being treated?
They are under treatment and everything exists for them. The Creator wants them, not you. You see, that's what it's all about. And we have to position this issue in the right way. Senka, you saw that I sent you some book, some movie? Some clip yesterday, you didn't see it? There's somebody there who's talking about it, that we are virtuous people relative to... But it's good. It's in such a way that... No. It's a view which is in a commonplace and quite popular among those... that's those sectors. That's what they think, that the world exists for them.
No.
Yes. Well?
What does it mean to expropriate the freedom of the individual, that the majority can do that?
It means that the individual has to invest or to expropriate or maybe to, well, in short, to arrange his life, but only for the sake of the public. Is that not clear? I dwell within my own nation. The Creator wants to be revealed in the mass of people. What is that mass? It's oviut, coarseness, half of bet, gimel, and dalet. That is the desires to receive in which the Creator can reveal himself, his true attitude. systematically, just realize that this is what is important for him. And all of the others, those pure ones, I mean, we are the pure ones. You can say, no, they are the coarsest, those Jews, but that's for the time being. The true will to receive that exists in the nations of the world has not been revealed yet. But there, it's the greatest will to receive. Therefore, there the Creator can be revealed. Then you also have an opposite relation of lights and vessels, inverse relation. We'll talk about it. We'll resolve these issues. But in truth, what he longs for that great mass of billions of people that seem to you as some kind of, that they have nothing in them. But specifically, when the true correct of youth will be revealed in them, there the revelation will take place.
But the benefit of the whole, there are many people, many views, what's good for the whole?
What's good for the whole, for the collective, is to reach the purpose of creation, to connect with the source of life, which is the Creator. There's nothing else to say about it. It's only that. And I also don't understand you. I don't understand your question. It's as if you're coming from the street. What do you mean? What is for the benefit of the collective?
I don't know. It can be from the rightest, for the right side to the leftest side. How to connect to, how to reach the Creator? How to bring them closer to the Creator?
What kind of opinions do you have, right and left, related to coming closer to the Creator? What kind of opinions? You only have unity between people, that out of that unity, they yearn for Israel, the light, and the Creator, being one. From the love of people to the love of the Creator. What kind of right and left do you have? These hate each other and those hate each other. So what are you even talking about? What kind of confusions do you have? Forget about this world with all of the different political parties and all of these other things. I don't even understand you. And really, during the last few weeks, you've been getting into some kind of philosophies, ideologies that maybe confuses you. I noticed that. You have some change in your head. Okay, is that it? Should we continue? Yes.
No, well. The action of integrating with someone's sorrow, translating that to lack of adhesion with the Creator, that's unclear.
Well, you can't. You can't. When you look at everything happening in our world, you cannot discover that it stems from lack of adhesion with the Creator. That's true. I hope we will reach a state where we will see this cause, this reason, for sure, in each and every case. Kiev. Hello, dear Rav. You talked about the fact that I need to see the whole world through the ten, through adhesion with the friends in the ten. And immediately we also talked about taking after the collective. In our case, taking after the collective does mean adhesion with the ten? Is that what it means? Rav, I do everything in spirituality through the ten. It cannot be any other way. An action cannot be less than that. It can't be less than that. Therefore, whatever you say, an action is through the ten. As much as we connect, better or worse somehow, but then it is a spiritual action. If it is not through connection, then it's just on the corporeal level. What does it mean to see the world through the state of adhesion with the ten? Rav, it means that I focus my rays of vision, my feeling, so that it has to pass through all of the ten as one ray. And that way, I will see them as one, and the Creator as one, and otherwise I won't. I have to try to see reality this way, and then I will begin to discover that the Creator is standing behind reality and is awaiting that. Let's say, now I realize that there are two states. One is when I connect with the friends in the 10, I adhere to their deficiency, I focus on those deficiencies, as you say, and there is also all of the world. How do I combine these two pictures while being in adhesion with the friends without falling from one and into the other? So to look out of from that, to look at what everything that is happening on the outside, Rav, I have this optical device with which I focus all of its ray. And when I look through it, I turn all of these lenses, this lens, when I turn them in such a way that now through 10 lens, I see a clear state, and then it is the Creator who is revealed through the 10. So he's revealed. What next? So, me and Oraita, the light, the Torah, that's the 10, the group where this whole Kli is revealed, and we are together, and the Creator is also together with one. We are as one. What happens next? The Oviyu, the coarseness of the entire world, this is what I now have to start to promote, to advance towards that revelation of the Creator through us, as the Ahab standing behind me, right behind us. This is what we are working on. So, what do? They add to us deficiencies. With these deficiencies, when I raise them, I seemingly don't see the Creator clearly anymore. He comes out of focus because I raise their deficiencies and then everything becomes heavy and now it came out of balance and everything is blurry and I have many questions. Why does it happen this way? How come the Creator did that to them? And why do they behave this way, that way, etc.? And then with the ten, I have to work in such a way that even though I have these disturbances coming from the world, we are included with these disturbances, and we also again establish the Creator in that unity. When we establish Him in that focus, we start to receive from Him because we made this dance. It's all mutual work. So we begin to get from it additional forces because we came back to focus, right? Once again. So the difference between our individual focus of the 10 and the focus that we now achieved by the participation of the external audience and the Creator, who has established it for us, that difference is already the next degree, our second degree. And then we can take care of this public to the extent that we free up for them, we give them whatever we receive from the Creator, because we are just a passageway, a conduit. Then they connect to us necessarily, and we connect with the Creator. Already you have a chain, and this is how it works. The Creator, the Ten, and meaning Galgal Tenaim and Ahab, Rosh and Guf. Already you have a Pertsuf. And this is the way we study it in the study of the Ten Sfirot, a Pertsuf. And this is how we develop. But not the way we learn there from above downward, but from below upward. Okay. We have there Moscow. Two questions. The first question, based on what does Baal HaSulam determine here? What is the majority? What is the minority? Is it in relation to quantity or quality? Minority is that indeed the number of sparks related to the Creator, those who feel that they belong to the Creator, is, well, a few. This is why they are called unique individuals, and also individuals because they are getting personal treatment. And the majority means that they do not awaken personally, but only by integration as a majority, as a collective. Did you find what we talked about before? Oh, you have that. Okay, so please, read it. It's in the writings of Rabash, volume 3, in Hebrew, page 1391, article 557, the matter regarding reflected light. You can see it on the screen soon, in Hebrew. It's highly recommended because Ochozer, reflected light, is what we lack in order to open up our eyes. Yes, the matter of Ochozer. In the study of the Ten Sefirot, it says that the Or Chozer, reflected light, rising from the Masach upward, is called connection, because it holds and captures the upper light in a circle, in a way that in the place where that Or Chozer does not clothe the upper light, that light is considered towards the emanated being as absent, because it does not attain it without that clothing called Or Chozer. So far his words. And by that we can understand how come not everyone has the feeling of godliness. The text says, I fill up the heaven and the earth, and the whole earth is full of his glory. And yet, we don't feel any of that. And the explanation is again, that in a place where that clothing is not there, called Or Chozer, the upper light is considered towards the emanated being as being absent. And since the whole matter of the Or Chozer is that one receives only according to his intention in order to bestow, therefore, so long as a person has not come out of reception for himself, he does not yet have that Or Chozer. Because even though the whole earth is full of his glory, nevertheless, towards the lower one, he is considered as absent. It turns out that a person has nothing to do in order to reach the purpose except to focus all of his work on one point, which is that he would be able to engage during all of his free time only for the sake of heaven. And this is the meaning of everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven, which means that the Creator gives everything. It means that the upper light stand ready for the person, which is called that more than the calf wishes to suckle, the cow wishes to feed. And all we need is a kli. And this kli, following the tzimtzum, restriction, is called Masach and Or Chozer. This is what links the upper one and the lower one. That is, by that, the lower one connects with the upper one. Which is not so when we don't have that linkage. Then the lower one cannot see the upper one, and the upper one is considered with respect to the lower one as non-existing. Therefore, to the extent that a person starts working for the sake of heaven, to that extent, he receives a connection with the upper light. And according to the measure of that connection, so is the measure of the greatness of his attainment.
Now he's already going into a different thing.
Right. Is it clear? So we lack nothing besides Or Chozer, and then we truly begin to see reality, where we are.
Moscow.
When you answered Vlad, there was this order where you said that first of all the Creator is revealed in the Ten, and then naturally we get into the arena of working with the deficiencies of the collective that we have to serve. But what is the role of that collective, the majority, when the Creator has not yet been revealed in the Ten? Seemingly, we don't need this this majority, this collective in that sense. So what's the role of the collective?
It's also developing. It's also developing. From that come more and more, appear more and more people that join us as well. There's a whole system that's working. And the upper light keeps further and further adding to its illumination over the general will to receive. And as a result, deeper and deeper layers of the broken vessels arise. That's what we call evolution. But that's how we evolve. That's the process. Look, we are now going into such an era that is very different from what we had before. Different world, different attitude to life. It's going to be different. We used to always chase buying and getting and consuming and acquiring, and you'll see a transformation now where people will be different. Specifically through the new generation, the younger generation is already different. It's not going to chase materialism. It's going to have a desire for higher things. Similar to the development of technology and other things, things are becoming less material. All right, what else do we have besides Moscow? Where are the big groups who have questions? No.
Los Angeles.
They're all three or four. Okay, Los Angeles.
Hello, good morning, great friends. Good morning, Rav. My question is towards, the work and the dissemination and the group then. And, we're told that we need to exert and we need to do it and want. And I want to ask the Rav, because the level of, and regardless of the outside, by experience, by getting involved and wanting, how to mitigate the level of hate that grows, because when you want something that's right in front of you, but yet never, you can never be touched.
The general will to receive that grows positions each and every one this way towards others. Everyone feels like they are facing the world. And then there's nothing you can do. Besides the general correction, there's nothing else left to do. To live in a world where it's all hatred is unpleasant, and humanity wants to somehow overcome that and get used to that, but it's not going to be able to. It's an unbearable state. I don't know. We're going to feel ourselves this way. Everywhere you're going to feel only hatred and enemies of all kinds, from all men, women, all religions, all creeds, from all groups and individuals. Everyone's going to hate everyone. It's a state where you can say it's already this way, but no. Everyone will feel that it's aimed at him. And we're going to have to explain why it's happening. That's how the higher providence is aimed at. Ashkelon.
Rav was asked whether the collective for me is the 10, and Rav said, right now, yes.
When?
Where? Well, right now, it means that I need to focus on...
No, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. With regards to what did I say that the collective is the 10? The collective and the individual is not about an amount of people. It means whether I have to unify the many as one, as in 10, or not. In that case, then the 10 for me is now one. Everyone is like one, and I never look at the 10 like the many. My goal to begin with is to reach a state where they are as one. That's all. Why are you? Well, where did I make a mistake? Maybe I chose the wrong words.
Rav, I'd like to clarify the right order of the work. Right now, all of our work is the work of connection in the 10, concern for the friends, praying for the friends, and dissemination, external dissemination, outwardly, to draw the reforming light that would give me the possibility to care for everyone else, because right now, without the influence of the light, it's hard for me to even take care of the friends. So
you have to connect together as much as possible to the point that you feel real close to each other. That feeling can be also apparent when you take care of others. Even though taking care of others is not as urgent as connecting in the 10, but the connection in the 10 also demands dissemination. Because by dissemination, you further connect between you. So you need to do both. But undoubtedly, the connection between you is the main thing. And when you reach a state where you feel closer and closer to each other, you're gonna also let the connection between you have some shape, some character of the Creator. One unique and unified. You're gonna feel these discernments. And then you'll feel that in order to advance to the Creator, you need additional power. So perhaps not just the 10, maybe I can't determine that here. That's very much dependent on the kind of the 10, but maybe you'll have to go out in order to consolidate some more deficiencies. If you can't be in order to bestow among yourselves and solidify the connection in the 10, then going out will force you to solidify the connection in the 10. And that will help you connect. But ultimately, achieving connection between you, when you get the initial contact with the Creator. That's the first goal. After that, you're gonna start playing with it. What's more and what's less, more of you, less of you, more integration, less integration, more screen, less screen. You're gonna start feeling it and working with it. But first, the connection between us has to be at such an intensity that one is revealed. The Creator appears as one that we build in the 10.
So, let's say, now is it possible that, well, sometimes we also have to come out. So you mean with dissemination actions or an action to, let's say, where we connect with another group? What do you mean?
Dissemination. Actions of dissemination that will obligate you to also be somewhat more connected among you.
Yeah.
Rome.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, Rav. In the text, Bala Sulam writes that we have to integrate in the society. You're talking about integrating in the 10. So does it depend on the person? where he can integrate more, or is it not the same thing, the ten and the society?
The ten is society. There's nothing more. There's no more. And if there are some tens that are connect together, then it's also a ten. Chicago.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. Rav, is there such a thing where the ten itself has a choice, a freedom of choice, where it seems to create or chozer by itself?
Without disseminating?
No, I know that, for example, I need to make efforts towards the ten, so I have to come out of myself. I know that with respect to dissemination, I have to come out and do such things. But the ten itself, as a unit, when it becomes a unit, how does it, is it something that then gains freedom? Is there such
a thing? I don't understand what you're saying, Zol. I don't understand. You're asking about such things that I'm not clear about what you're asking. 10 people who can connect in order to discover a single principle, love thy friend as thyself, as much as possible, where everyone tries to rise above their ego and think about the others, and by that reach unity with the Creator. That is this work. What are you asking?
This focus that you said that I have to focus through the ten on how do I benefit the Creator, benefit the world, is there such a thing that the ten does it? It reaches a state where the ten itself is this one?
When we are all connected as one and it's clear to us the point of connection, which is the Keter, then we certainly bestow to the Creator through that. But in the meantime, we're talking about how to establish ourselves, how to put ourselves together. Latin America.
Latin America.
Latin America.
Hem shomim o lo?
Can they hear us or not?
Hello. Hello, Rab. Hello.
Hello.
Kli Olami. Rab, en todos estos estados, ¿cuál es la mejor manera de mantenerse dirigido hacia la meta, engrandeciendo a los amigos?
Como se kotev Rabash, she'ani acharei kol.
As Rabash writes, that behind each and every friend, I see the Creator. And then, when I scan, when I kind of scan through all the friends, and behind each I see the Creator, and how each and every friend is like, it's like he's directing my attention to the Creator, then it truly becomes a meeting with the Creator. The friends disappear, so to speak, their characters, their images disappear, and everyone awakens in me emotionally something, and the impression of all those emotions is what it means that the friends stand in my heart. Тбилиси.
Рав, скажите, а когда вот идут выяснения прямо внутри своей самой десятки, группы?
When we have scrutinies in the ten, in the group.
На этапах духовного роста. Как в этом отношении?
In the stages of the spiritual development, how in relation to that can we follow the collective, take after the collective?
This is something mixed up. Say it again.
He says, when there's scrutiny inside of the ten, how do we follow that rule of take after the collective in that kind of situation? And he continues,
Mister, until we conclude that the scrutiny is in the ten, we don't confuse ourselves with someone outside the ten, with the majority. Otherwise, it'll be a mess. We ourselves are not yet stabilized. You understand? That's why I'm saying you can go out for advertising, for disseminating as much as it's possible to absorb deficiencies for the sorrow of the public, so that the sorrow will obligate you to further connect between you. And that's the main thing, to connect between yourselves. But not... You can start campus courses, sure, but it's only in order to connect yourselves in the tent. That's it. That's first. That's the goal. Only for that goal, you do all kinds of other actions. Jerusalem.
How do we create or chozer, reflected light?
By rising above your ego and being included in the friend's desire. That's it. Very simple. You were given exercises. Very important. You disconnect yourself and go together with the friend, integrate with the friend. That's already an action towards forming the returning light. Turkey 1.
Please, Turkey 1.
Please, Turkey 1.
No. Turkey.
Turkey. Such a delay?
No. Turkey. And Shilas.
What? No question? Okay, so take the question mark off the screen. All right. So.
אתם רוצים להמשיך או מספיק ונעבור ל...
Can I continue or let's stop here and move to something else?
אני שואל, אתם רוצים להמשיך או...
I'm asking, do you want to continue or should we move to something else?
מי בעד להמשיך?
Who's in favor of continuing? Not really. And who wants to move to... One judges through his own flaws. Even less. Or kind of, okay.
And
maybe introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot. A few unique individuals. All right. I don't know. To move to Chaim's book. Who wants to move to the book? You see, they like your book. Okay. If they like it, let's start with this chapter. Let's see what happens. In the meantime, Moscow.
В этой статье Бальсулам употребляет понятие большинства. Как можно прийти?
Бальсулам uses the concept of majority. So how can we reach an interaction with the nations of the world in relation to this concept? Or maybe it's the nations of the world in the collective, in the majority.
We'll talk about it also. Nations of the world, it's not the people you look at in this world. Nations of the world refers to the portion of the public who somehow come closer to connection. Well, we're going to talk about it. It's not that simple. All right, go ahead.